Hi, this is Dr. Melinda Bossenmeyer, otherwise known as the Recess Doctor and developer of Peaceful Playgrounds, where children learn to play nice. Our topic today, recess before lunch. As you may know, I'm a retired principal, but I'd be the first to admit that changing the education system is a lot like turning a huge cruise ship in a small harbor. Possible, but not probable, and requires a lot of maneuvering. However, a few brave principals across the nation are doing just that and bringing a long-standing school tradition to an end. They are advocating recess before lunch. And in doing so, they are getting some amazing results. Kids eat more, waste less food, return to class calmer, behave better, and as a result, instruction time is increased. You may be wondering, so exactly what is recess before lunch? Basically, it is where kids go to recess first and eat lunch later. I've prepared a short PowerPoint presentation to go along with this podcast, and in that presentation, I talk about the benefits of recess before lunch. By the way, you can download the slides from our website. Let's begin with a few of the benefits of recess before lunch. Improved cafeteria behavior, calmer, more relaxed students in the cafeteria, students returning to classroom calmer and ready to learn, they drink more milk, students throw away less food, they eat more, they have fewer discipline problems, and fewer visits to the school nurse. Let's hear what a couple of principals have to say about recess before lunch. Principal Peters from McKinley Elementary School in Tacoma, Washington, observed the following results from the recess before lunch program. By having recess before lunch, our students make better choices about what they eat. They eat more and always drink their fluids. It's easier to settle them down in the lunchroom after lunch, she said. Another principal from Highland Park Elementary School reported, "We have noticed less time wasted in transition, and students are calmer now and more settled and ready to begin learning." Teachers, too, were asked about recess before lunch and how it was working for them in their schools. "We have more uninterrupted teaching time," one said. "There are fewer fights on the playground, and we're seeing better classroom behavior." Teachers acknowledged that they had observed the students are not rushing through lunch to get to recess anymore. Kids seemed to be the most pleased about the new schedule. "I get to soccer sooner," one said, "and we get to play before lunch now." One child noted, "If you eat before recess, you get a tummy ache." And just another stated, "It takes off all your energy so that you're not moving around so much in the lunchroom." In making the change, principals voiced a need for hard research in implementing a new program in schools before they were ready to pilot recess before lunch. So here's some research results from studies that identified some of the benefits. Children ate 25% more food, wasted 30% less food, consumed 8% more calories, consumed 35% more calcium, and 13% more vitamin A. Another study called the School Health Policies and Programs Study documented that less than 5% of elementary schools scheduled recess before lunch prior to 2001. However, recent research shows that the number of schools implementing recess before lunch is rapidly growing. Yet another study was conducted by the Montana Team Nutrition Program. Their research indicated the following: a decrease in discipline problems on the playground, in the cafeteria, and in the lunchroom. They found that children returned to class more settled, calmer, and ready to learn. And in their focus groups in talking to children, they found that children liked being able to play prior to lunch better. So you're probably thinking, how do I get started? First, let's explore the barriers you'll face in changing this long-standing educational tradition. Administrators voiced the following concerns. It's difficult to get people to buy into a change like this. They'll have to be convinced that it's better for students. Generally, administrators said, I know that kids eat quickly and waste a lot of food in trying to hurry to get out to the playground. It's important to me that they have enough time to eat without rushing. It's inviting to think that a change like this could improve overall school behavior. Teachers voiced concerns about the effect that this focus would have on testing and the fact that the schedules were already in place and set for academic subjects. Wouldn't it be difficult to change? They also had concerns over the ability of the lunch service to serve so many children at once. However, teachers liked the idea that fewer playground issues would spill into their classroom, and they saw the kids would be more motivated to do their work in order to get out to recess right away. The greatest resistance came from parents. They saw the new system as breaking with tradition. One voiced, lunch before recess worked for me. I didn't know there was a problem. Are we fixing something that isn't broken? Another piped in, shouldn't schools be focusing on data and academic outcomes instead of recess considerations? Parents also identified some important barriers. How will kids wash their hands before they eat? And what will they do with their coats? One observed, my child sometimes misses breakfast. This will be too long for him to wait to eat lunch. You may now be thinking, okay, this may not be as easy as I thought. Perhaps I should give this some further thought. The next section of this podcast will provide you with some online resources to consider in making your decision, and also some suggested steps to follow in implementing a recess before lunch program. Step 1. Educate yourself on recess before lunch programs. Download resources from our website at www.peacefulplaygrounds.com. We have set aside a page for this podcast and have numerous resources for you to consider. One of my favorites is the Recess Before Lunch PowerPoint presentation from the National School Nurses Association Conference. It's called Recess Before Lunch. Does it make a difference? One of the most helpful resources on the topic that I ran across was put together by the Montana Team Nutrition Network. They call it Recess Before Lunch, A Guide to Success. It's top-notch. You really should check it out. Step 2, educate teachers. Plan to include recess before lunch as a staff meeting discussion item. Pass out materials and show the PowerPoint presentation from the Guide to Success that I mentioned earlier. They have a section of the guidebook devoted to materials for a staff meeting presentation. Step 3, educate parents. Why not send home an article on recess before lunch in the school newsletter? Or a parent letter devoted to the topic asking for feedback? Finally, why not sprinkle the benefits of the recess before lunch program in the weekly lunch menus that go home with children? Step 4, educate students. Explain the new procedures that will be put in place for recess before lunch. Introduce procedures of hand washing and consider disposable hand wipes. Provide access to a sanitizer dispenser or schedule to provide time for hand washing. Plan for a new recess and lunch schedule. Meet with all involved, including playground supervisors, lunch monitors, food service workers, custodians, teachers, and discuss the effects of the new change. Be flexible. The initial schedule may need revision. Remember, change takes time, so you'll need to give it time to work. And if you have any thoughts or comments on the topic, go to our blog and respond in the comments section, and we'll share them for all to see.